Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Pei Vav. We are in the middle of Seif Ches. I want to just run through that again. We went through very quickly last time. It's on page Reish Nun Vav. Again, one more time. It's Simon Shin Pei Vav. Seif Ches. We're in the middle. It comes after page 510 in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. I'll just run through the Mechaber and then we'll just pick up in the Mishnah where we left off. The Mechaber says, Mishtach Mafilu Be'oichel She'en Eroyla. A very chiddush. When it comes to shitufei nevaos, again, what are we doing over here? We have here multiple courtyards. So we spend so much time learning the halacha that in order to carry from your home to the courtyard, you have to make a nevi chatzeros. And now we want to go to the next step. We want to go from the courtyard into the alleyway. So now we need to make another type of eruv, and this eruv is called shitufei nevaos. Let me just clarify one very important point, which is going to be brought out again later in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber Ramah. And that is when you make an eruv chatzeros, every single resident, every single bias must contribute towards the eruv. So if you have a courtyard, in the courtyard there are five residents. Every single resident must contribute pas bread, kazayis. So we learned the shiur of how much must be contributed. If one person wants to be generous and be a host and pick up a box of matzah and give it and be a sponsor for the entire courtyard, wonderful. But when he's a sponsor, he's being mezake every single resident in the chotzer. He's being a sponsor for every single resident in the chotzer. When it comes to a shituf, you don't need to do that. A shituf, after every courtyard has joined in an eruv, and now we want to go to the next step and be able to carry into the courtyard, you don't need every resident of the courtyard to contribute towards the shituf. It's sufficient if even one person in each courtyard joins, represents their courtyard for the larger alleyway. So let's say, for example, we have three courtyards. In each courtyard, there are 10 people. So each courtyard makes among themselves their own eruv chatzeros. Every single one, all 30 people, gave bread, but the bread was given for each individual courtyard. Now we're making the shituf. You only need three people. One person from courtyard A, one person from courtyard B, one person from courtyard C to join together bread. And then when it comes to the shituf, you don't necessarily. Here, just turn this off. It's making too much noise. For the shituf, you don't need bread. It's sufficient, even if you give wine. Or we'll see. We learned that last time. All different types of food that can be used to join in the shituf. But the point that we want to make is that every individual does not need to contribute towards the shituf. It's sufficient if one person from each courtyard contributes towards the shituf, and that automatically joins all the courtyards together. When that one person, he's not a host, he's not a sponsor. No one owns that food except for the person who actually gives the food for the people for the shituf. So here we're making a shituf. So here we're using the food which is not fit for consumption. What do we mean? Even though the one that's giving the food, that's all part of the lumnus, even though the one that's giving the food may not eat it, it doesn't matter, as long as there's someone else that can eat it, it is okay. For example, Imroi l'shamadam, kugoyin l'nazir b'yayin. A nazir, the nazir is going to be the representative of his courtyard. There are 10 people in the courtyard. He is going to be the one that's going to give wine for the shituf. He is going to represent his courtyard. And this person happens to be a nazir, so he is not allowed to drink wine. It's okay, because it's not just for you, it's just a token representation of your courtyard. The one that's giving the bread, the food, whatever he's giving, the wine for the shituf is a Yisrael, and he's giving tshuma, it's fine. The chain hanoider, another example, a person makes a neder. Hanoider me'oichel zeh nishva shlo yachyochel. A person makes a vow: I will not eat this piece of bread. It's also okay, mishtatev bo. Now the yeishem, some say the haynu davka kishnada or nishpa shlo yochlenu. That's only when you make it that you will not eat it. Avlam nada or nishpa shlo yehonem imenu ein mishtatvim bo. Okay, well, thank you very much.
If it works.
But if you make a neder, if you make a vow that you're not going to have pleasure, that is more severe. Now, why would that be more severe? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Memtes, okay, on the next page, Memtes. Why it would be more severe in a situation where a person, where the representative of the courtyard makes a vow that will not have pleasure? The afal gav de chazil yachrine mikol mokam haru nene al yidei tikun ze. The harehu osor al atzmo hano osor. So here's the lomnis. You don't, when it comes to yayin, let's go back to the case of a nazir. The nazir is representing his courtyard. The nazir is contributing wine. Can the nazir himself drink the wine? Absolutely not. But is the nazir allowed to have benefit from wine? Of course. There's no prohibition for a nazir to derive. Thank you very much. Oh, wow, what a red light. Bright light. Hello, testing? Hello? You hear me now? Like the sprint? Yeah, okay, it's good. It's great. Okay, thank you very much. The nazir is not allowed to drink yayin, but the nazir is allowed to derive benefit from yayin. When the nazir contributes wine towards the shituf, although he may not drink the shituf, the yayin is going to be a benefit for him, because now he and everyone else in this courtyard is allowed to carry from their courtyard to the alleyway. So that's a benefit, and that is permitted. But if the person who contributes the bread towards the shituf makes a vow that he will not derive benefit, then he cannot use this towards the shituf, because he will be, if the shituf is good, it's valid, he will be deriving benefit, and that he'll be permitted to carry from his courtyard to the alleyway. And that, we said, is forbidden. That's what Mishnah Berurah says of Yom Tes. The afa gav the chazil achrin, even though it's true that if you, although this person said that I'll make a vow, I'm not going to have pleasure, so he himself may not have pleasure, but others in the courtyard, the other 9 people, can have pleasure. Mi kol mokam harehu nene al yidei tikun zeh. Vaharehu also lots of mohanasal. That's what he said he's not allowed to have pleasure. V'davka shit nikfan. Now he says something very, very important. He says that this halach that we're looking over here, you're not allowed to use something which you made a vow, or even a nazir yayin, v'davka shituf oy eruvi chatzeros, shema arvin l'dvar harishus. Aval eruvi tchom mish'ein marvin el l'dvar mitzvah, mutter de mitzvah slav lehone snidnu deloy michshav hana. Now this is fascinating. There are 3 different types of eruvim. There is Eruvei Chatzeros, Shetufei Mevos, and Eruvei Tchum, which we're on the tail end. We're almost there. Eruvei Tchumen. A regular on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos outside of your home, outside the last home of the city. If you want to walk double, 4,000 amos, you must make an Eruvei Tchumen. You must put down food, a meal, at the boundary, and that will allow you to carry the additional 2,000 amos. You're only allowed to make an eruvei tchumen for a mitzvah. You want to hear a shir. Someone is speaking in the Beis Medrash, and they're outside the tchum, or you have a mitzvah. There's a reason you have to do bikur cholim, or you have to go daven kriyas haTorah. There's a mitzvah. That's when you're allowed to make a Eruvei Tchum to extend your ability to walk more than 2,000 amos. But if it's not for the purpose of a mitzvah, then you're not allowed to make an Eruvei Tchum. When it comes to Eruvei Chatzeros, that we've been discussing all of this time, and the Shetufei Mevos, the ability to carry from your courtyard to the alleyway, or from your house to the chatzar, you don't have to have any mitzvah in mind. No mitzvah whatsoever. You just don't want to be confined to your home. You don't want to be confined to your court. You want to be able to walk in the alleyway. L'chatchila, you're allowed to make Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mevos. Therefore, the rules are different. When it comes to Eruvei Tchumen, since it only can be done for the purpose of a mitzvah, we have a principle, mitzvos, lav lehonos nitnu. Even though the food is forbidden, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the bread, because the bread is osur behana, so what? That's a technical problem. Mitzvah slav lehanes in Chazal said to make an eruv, you have to put down bread. Even though the bread is forbidden, it doesn't make a difference. But when it comes to eruvi chatzeros, shitufei mevos, it is a practical eruv. And it has to be fit on a practical level. If the food is forbidden, it's not good. It's forbidden. It doesn't work. Now, we're not so strict to completely negate and disqualify the eruv if it's forbidden for you. Even can you maybe get the door? Thanks. Even if it's not forbidden, even if it's not forbidden 100%, even if it's not forbidden 100%, it is okay. As long as there is someone else in the courtyard that can derive benefit. That is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, a very important yesod to mechalek between Eruvei Techumen and Eruvei Chatzeros Shuv Mevos. This yesod, is it done for Dvar Rishus or for Dvar Mitzvah? And the Nafka Mina in a situation where you're not allowed to derive benefit. Okay, v'hinei, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Here, v'hinei, loshon mechaber mashma, til dei harishon, afilu kishon mashlo yehon, gam kein mutu lor b'shtatev, avu kama achroinim kasu, di afla dei harishon, also b'nodar, anisho v'feir shlo yehon. He just points out that this that we just said, that if a person says that it's forbidden to have benefit, it's only forbidden in the second opinion, the yesh oimim. That implies that according to the first meaning of the mechaber, it's mutter. Point 7, not everyone agrees with this, and therefore that's a minority opinion, and he appears to pass, and you should be machmir, that if it is forbidden for your benefit and completely, you're not allowed to use it for an Erev, even though someone else can use it. Okay, now let's go to the next. Now go to the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah just says one other thing. V'imam ar koinim hanosei al oyachilos oladis, the halach and hilchas nadarim. If a person says konam. Now, until now, we discussed two cases. First case was, well, you say it's osir. It's yayin for an osir. Or we discussed the Mishnah Chodosh. We learned that was last time. Chodosh, is it because you're machmir, or is it because it's also Mikra Hadin? And then we discussed Hana. What happens if a person says Konam? Now Konam, all Konam, now Konam is another word for a carbon. It's a kinui for a carbon. And normally when a person says, I want something to be a carbon, it means it's Hegdish. When something is Hegdish, no one is allowed to derive benefit. If you were to say, I want this piece of food to be Hegdish, then no one can derive benefit. It can definitely not be used for Eruvi Chatzeros and Shitufi Mevos. That's a given. Because even though it may be forbidden for you, the only reason why it's still good is because it's permitted for someone else in your community. And that was the lumness of Shituf. Shituf does not mean every single person. Shituf means it just has to be something which represents the courtyard. So even though for me it's not such a great representative, but it's, I'm part of the courtyard. If someone in the courtyard, it's okay, it's good for me as well. But if it's not good for anyone in the courtyard, then it's definitely not good. So if a person were to say that I want this to be also bahana for the entire world, I want this to be like Hegdish, where it's also for the entire world, then everyone agrees it cannot be used for the Shituf or for the Erev. What happens if you say the word Konam? Now Konam, even though it means literally a carbon, the way it's used by the average man is, I want it to be osir for my personal benefit. I do not want to derive benefit, but everyone else in the world can derive benefit. Just like if you would explicitly say, this thing, I make a neder that I personally will not derive benefit from this object. And what does that mean? I, but everyone else in the world can. So in that situation, we just learned that according to the two opinions if it's okay, because the second opinion said it was no good because I am still deriving benefit when the Erev is making, but let's put that aside for now. But it's only also for me, it's motive for other people. Let's assume it for the moment that it's okay according to the first opinion in the Mechaber, because other people in the court guard can use it. When you say Konam, that's in essence what you're doing. But the Ramah says, being that the word konam borders on the word carbon, and a person can easily make a mistake and say, just like, not understand the lumness. And since konam means carbon, person will make a mistake and think that there's no difference between where it's usher for one person to a case where it's usher for everyone. Therefore, when a person says the word konam, even though technically there is room to be lenient because you only mean to prohibit upon yourself, we're going to be machmer and it's usher for the whole world. Vim amar koinam hanasi al ayachilas alai lukuli alma ein mishtat vim balat in mishmur lekul hinon hatam. Why is konam usher? The afagav di mistam no da meyachila mutul lishtat, even though we just finished learning something that's usher to eat. Now konam means you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to derive benefit its mutter. You have to be careful how you express the prohibition. If you say, I'm not going to eat it, but I will derive benefit, of course it's mutter. But here, afilu hizkir beferish achila. I want this to be a koinam av achila. So you're using the word koinam as a substitute for a prohibition. I want it to be prohibited to me with a neder for me to eat this. So technically there's nothing wrong because it's still permitted to derive benefit. And for, but because you chose a poor word and that word can be easily confused with the concept of carbon, and carbon is also behanah for the entire world, afilu hiskir beferish achila, gam kein ein mishtafim ba dekoinam hulashon carbon. The isharis bazeh, if you're going to say it's mutter, people are going to fall down the slippery slope. Ase lemishrei gam bishel hekdish gomor. And that's clear as day that when a person says an object is asabana tzhegdish, uve hekdeshos lukuli alma, ein ma'arv mishtaf mimneshu asa l'chol ha'olam. So therefore, that's why this is okay. Let's go to the test. Let's run through the test. It's very easy. Let's go to very quickly. Amar al kikar hayom chol ulamachor kodesh oikonam. Let's say a person says, I want a piece of bread again. It's Friday. It's Friday and he says that I want this piece of bread. Today is mutter. Friday, it's permitted to consume. But ulamachor, tomorrow on Shabbos, it's kodesh oikonam or it's a carbon. I want the piece of bread to be asur behana to the entire world. Not today, tomorrow. So what is the law? The law is mishtafim bo lo bo. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? The principle we had so many times. When does the erev kick in? Bein hashmashos. It's not also bein hashmashos. Shuvin hashmashos adayim lo niskatsha. It's a very big finish. When you say tomorrow, you mean when it's vadai tomorrow. Bein Hashmashos is only Sofik, and when it comes to the laws of Nidorim, we deal with absolutes. We don't deal with gray matter. We don't deal with something which is in between. And Dailon Niskatsha Vada Ruyuchaisim Bodyom is still fit while it's still day. But what about the other way around? But let's say a person says, and you can do this, I want to declare something should be Osir only today. But tomorrow I want it to be Mut. I want it to be Osir, it's going to be Osir Behanof, meaning for the entire world today. So on Shabbos, it's mutter. But on Friday, it's asr. And Friday, it's asr that automatically extends through the Bein Hashmashos period. So since during Bein Hashmashos, it's asr, it remains asr. But let's say, Av l'mama hayoim koinam ulamachol, ein mishtatim loy bo, she'ein ru'uya ad she'techshach. Okay, that concludes the halachos are very similar. Let's go further to the Mechaber. Chotzer, and we had these ideas many times, so it's really easy. We have a courtyard, and the courtyard is in between two alleyways. The shiteif im kol echad mehem, and this guy is a great guy, a great neighbor to both alleyways, and he joins in the shita for alleyway number one, alleyway number two. Now, alleyway number one, number two did not join together, so it's clear no one from alleyway number one is allowed, the people, the residents of alleyway number one are not allowed to bring in the alleyway number two because they did not join together. But this one guy, he joined in both because he borders on both of them. So he himself, since he joined with both, he has no problem. He can carry from his courtyard. The people, the residents of that courtyard, can go both ways. So that courtyard and those residents, since they join with both alleyways, have no limitation. However, but the also but of course, you cannot abuse this courtyard. You may not carry from the alleyway number one to alleyway number two through this courtyard that joined with both. Because the people of the courtyard joined with both, but the alleyway itself, the other residents of alleyway one, alleyway number two, did not join together. V'im lo yishite if im shum echad nehem. What happens if this courtyard did not join, make a shitif with either of the two alleyways? So here are the rules. Im hu rogel l'mashnehem, if he is friendly with both alleyways, and every single day when he goes to mincha, he goes this alleyway. When he goes to ma'arif, he goes in the other alleyway. Every single day he travels through both alleyways. Lot says, v'lova b'chol derech aleihem, oyser al shnehem. He ruins it for both, since he is the lone. They are the only courtyard that did not join. So each alleyway, they have alleyway A has 10 courtyards, alleyway B has 10 courtyards, and this courtyard is both is shared with both alleyways, and he did not join in a shituf with alleyway number one, alleyway number two, and these people of this courtyard, they frequently travel through both courtyards, so this courtyard ruins it for both alleyways. Both alleyways and may not carry from their courtyards to the center alley. But let's say the residents of this courtyard only go one alleyway. No problem. So also shirogel oiser, the where he frequently travels, he is a problem. But v'sheini rogel ein oiser. And now we have more variations. Here are the variations. V'im, shiteif, imoyis, sasheinu rogel. Well, let's say he made a shiteif with the one that is not rogel. Unbelievable. The one that he never goes, all of a sudden he decides he's going to contribute towards the shiteif. So now, being that you have made that statement, you have expressed your will that you want to be a part of the court alleyway that you're not normally accustomed to, gazun to hate. Hutar harogel la'atzmo im shitfu b'neyan. Even though, so for this Shabbos, you're not part of us. Even though every single day of the week you always travel through our alleyway, being that this Shabbos you have shown that you want to join the other alleyway because you have contributed towards the other alleyway's shituf, you have removed yourself from your regular alleyway and you're not going to be a problem for them because you have another way to get out to the street. Let's say a person was accustomed to use both the shituf im echem him, and you chose for the Shabbos to join one or the other. Mutar hasheni. So since you have chosen one, so automatically we say that you've been removed from the other one, and then you're not a problem. Shari silikatz memenu. Vima mova shirogel by shituf b'neim v'yosu sheini rogel oylo shituf. Let's say a new situation. One mova that you rogel made a shituf. The oyser sheinu rogel, and the one that you're not rogel loy shitfu vu loy shitif loyim zev loyim zev. Alleyway number one made a shitif. Alleyway number two did nothing, and this guy is in the middle, and he didn't join either one of them. Then is a chiddush. So in this situation, he should not be a problem. Doichin oyso in halacha will consider the guy in the middle to be pushed towards the alleyway that did not make a shitif. Eitzel she'enu rogel, v'yistalek m'oiso she'rogel, and he no longer is associated with the alleyway that he was normally accustomed to, k'day, in order that they should not have a problem, k'day she'yehe motor, k'even she'enu, enu ma'asim dover, since in this situation, he's not losing, because anyway he would not be able to carry, because he did not join, and if we'll consider him to be part of the other alleyway, so then the other people will benefit, and he anyway is not losing. So it's zeh nene v'zeh ein chaser, and the rule of zeh nene v'ein chaser koyf in oisal midastom v'yesh revach l'achreim shal yidei zeh yimutarm koyf in oisal al midastom. We force him to be part of the other alleyway. We should not be a problem. So that pretty much sums up this sif. So basically, just to recap, the basic yisodos of this sif are the laws of Dover. When this is a very important principle, shituf is not like an erev. In an erev v'chatzeres, every single resident contributes. In a shituf, not everyone contributes. Just one person from the courtyard contributes. And that has a major nafkamina, that even though the food that you're contributing is not fit for you, we don't need every single person. We just need a representative. So if you're a nazir and it's yayin, but you can't drink the yayin, but someone else in your courtyard can drink the yayin, wonderful. So the one represents the courtyard. We don't need every single person in the courtyard to be able to derive benefit specifically in its maximum sense in drinking. But it still must be permitted in some fashion of hana. And hana is allowed to derive benefit from yayin and all the other cases. That's why it's good. And all of those related laws. And then we have this other list halacha of where you're stuck in the middle, we're always going to look for an eight so that you should not be a problem for the court, the alleyway which you did not contribute. Okay, we'll stop here. And now we'll do a minute. A minute for a minute.